Recipes. Every summer, many NFB chapters hold a picnic. Since this would be difficult for those of us in the NFB of Minnesota at-large chapter, we decided to hold a virtual picnic at our August meeting. Below are some of the recipes presented, along with a couple more from other affiliate members. It is 19 degrees as I am writing this, so a picnic sounds good. Puppy Chow by Rocky Hart. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Rocky Hart. Rocky Hart, who is 15 years old and in the 10th grade, attends the Minnesota State Academy for the Blind and is the secretary of the at-large chapter. We suspect he may be the youngest chapter officer in the NFB. We are benefiting from his enthusiasm, energy, and new ideas. Ingredients: 9 cups Chex cereal, any type, 1 cup chocolate chips, 1/2 cup peanut butter, 1/4 cup butter, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 1 1/2 cups powdered sugar. Method: put the cereal into a large bowl, set aside. 1 12-ounce box yields just over 9 cups. In a 1-quart microwavable bowl, heat chocolate chips, peanut butter, and butter uncovered on high for 1 minute and stir. Microwave about 30 seconds longer or until mixture can be stirred smooth. Add vanilla and stir. Pour mixture over cereal, gently mixing until evenly coated. Pour into a 2-gallon resealable food storage plastic bag. Add powdered sugar. Seal bag. Shake until well coated. Spread on waxed paper to cool. Store in airtight container or refrigerator. A paper grocery bag can be used instead of a large plastic bag. If you only have 1-gallon plastic bags, put 1/2 cup powdered sugar and 1/3 of the cereal in each bag, seal, and shake. Spread onto waxed paper to cool. Cauliflower Salad by Jan Bailey. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Jan Bailey. Jan Bailey is a longtime Federationist and president of our Rochester chapter. Ingredients: 1 medium head cauliflower, cut up and steamed for about 2 minutes and then cooled, 4 to 5 green onions, 1 small can sliced olives, 5 or 6 sliced fresh mushrooms, 1/3 to 1/2 cup each sour cream and mayonnaise mixed together, salt and pepper to taste. Method: mix all ingredients, marinate a while before serving. Baked Beans and Pineapple by Joyce Scanlon. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Joyce Scanlon. Joyce Scanlon is a longtime Federationist who served as president of the NFB of Minnesota for many years, as well as founding and serving as executive director of Blind Incorporated. Ingredients: 1/4 pound bacon, diced, 1 small onion, chopped, 1/4 cup, 1/2 cup green pepper, chopped, 1/2 cup, 1/2 to 1 cup pineapple chunks, drained, 1 20-ounce can pork and beans, 1/2 cup brown sugar, packed, 1 cup catsup, 2 tablespoons Worcestershire sauce. Method: fry bacon until a crisp. Stir in onion, pepper, and pineapple. Cook and stir until onion is tender. Stir in remaining ingredients. Pour into bean pot or large casserole. Bake uncovered at 300 degrees for 2 hours. Makes 6 to 8 servings. Nut Goodies by Ryan Strunk. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Ryan Strunk. Ryan is the president of the NFB of Minnesota. He says, while not strictly a picnic recipe, this one is very Minnesotan. Ingredients: 1 12-ounce package chocolate chips, 1 12-ounce package butterscotch chips, 1 package miniature marshmallows, 1 pound salted peanuts, 1 cup peanut butter. Method: melt chocolate and butterscotch chips in microwave. Add peanut butter and keep heating until you can stir the mixture smooth. Add peanuts and marshmallows. After it is mixed well, pour into greased 12-by-13-inch pan. Let sit until hardened. Cut into bars. Jan's Crockpot Calico Beans by Jan Bailey. Ingredients: 1 pound ground beef, 1 medium onion, peeled and chopped, 1 package fully cooked bacon, chopped, 1 large can Bush's Original Baked Beans, drained, 1 small can Bush's Original Baked Beans, drained, 1 can Baby Lima Beans, drained, 1 can dark red kidney beans, drained, 2/3 cup ketchup, 1/4 cup mustard, 1/4 cup brown sugar, 1 tablespoon molasses, optional. Method: brown the hamburger and chopped onions together, and drain if needed. Place in 6-quart crock pot, add all other ingredients and stir thoroughly. Cook on high for 4 hours or on low for 6 hours. Summer Vegetable Pesto Ribbon Salad by David Andrews. There is a photo on the page, the caption, David Andrews. David Andrews is the president of the NFB of Minnesota at large chapter. He has lived and worked in many states, including serving as the first director of the International Braille and Technology Center for the Blind at the national headquarters in Baltimore. Ingredients: salad, 2 zucchinis, 2 yellow squashes, 2 carrots, peeled, 2 cups grape tomatoes, olive oil for drizzling, salt to taste, pepper to taste. Pesto dressing, 2 cups fresh basil, 1 cup fresh parsley, 2/3 cup cashews, 1 clove garlic, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 1/2 cup olive oil. Method: for the salad, cut the ends off the zucchini, squash, and carrots. With a vegetable peeler, shave off as many thin slices as possible from vegetables, making a pile of thin ribbons. Transfer ribbons to a large bowl. Use a sharp knife to slice the tomatoes in half and add to the bowl with the shaved vegetables. Drizzle olive oil over the vegetables and season with salt and pepper. Toss to combine. For the pesto dressing, add the basil, parsley, cashews, garlic, salt, pepper, lemon juice, and olive oil to a food processor and process until smooth. Spoon the pesto onto the shaved vegetables and mix well with tongs until fully coated and serve. This is a good picnic recipe because it contains no mayonnaise.